There are, of course, fans of the new immigration priorities. Dan Stein is one of them. He's president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR, which favors stricter immigration control. And Dan, first off, let me get your reaction to the new guidelines from DHS.
Well, of course, they represent a big change in direction and one that we support for various reasons. We have 11 million or who knows how many million people here illegally. They don't really have any right to be in the country. And really what the Trump administration is trying to do is figure out why that is and prevent it from happening again.
The White House has said that its intent is not to create a mass deportation force. And there's been talk over the years of some of the logistical challenges of trying to deport 11 or more million people. Do you have a target number of how many undocumented immigrants you would like to see removed from the country?
One has to assume that this is a process that begins by first extending a clear notice to most people here illegally that you remain deportable, that you can be put in removal proceedings, and that unlike the Obama administration, you know, you don't have to go out and commit an independent violent felony or be a terrorist to come on the radar screen. And naturally, they're going to establish certain priorities in terms of who they're going out and trying to find and get and look for. They're going to reassert the importance of state and local cooperation under the so-called 287G enforcement agreements that will enable local police to be force multipliers. So one has to assume that over a period of years, this will cause stepped-up immigration enforcement. Some people will leave on their own. If it's coupled with robust use of E-Verify, the work verification system that employers use, that will make it even more difficult for people to remain here illegally. This mass deportation concept, you know, instead of a red herring, I mean, under Obama, there were a significant number of removals that can take place depending on how they're processed and the amount of resources put in. So, you know, you could actually step it up and, you know, achieve several million in a year. You could really handle most of the population here illegally, you know, over the course of 4 or 5 years if you really put your mind to it. If you assume there's also going to be eventually some kind of companion legislation in Congress to try to streamline the process and close some of the most obviously abused loopholes, as well as commit more resources to the process, you know, it could easily be a scenario where we only have maybe a couple million people here illegally after 5 or 6 years.
I'm wondering what gives you optimism that there will be some kind of congressional action given the inaction that has been going on with any kind of real immigration legislation over the past many years.
Trump is a negotiator. He knows how to get what he wants, and he's obviously got a lot of sway right now in Congress, although, you know, they do move at a snail's pace. But part of the reason that we suspect he has not, you know, particularly addressed the so-called DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that Obama put in place in 2012 is, you know, a good deal of that has to do with bargaining leverage.
So do you think that at some point the administration will try to remove DACA recipients? Would you like to see them go in that direction?
Well, again, the DACA, remember, we're talking about a relatively small percentage of the total population here illegally. And in all likelihood, the DACA group is something that Trump, as I said before, wants to try to use his negotiating leverage in Congress. I mean, the most important thing from our standpoint is that these memos that were signed earlier this week, they really restate everything that this election was about, which is President Obama decided after 2012, really prior to 2012, that he suddenly had this limitless power to give American jobs and benefits to people with no right to be in the country using these very narrowly tailored discretionary categories that were supposed to be designed for exceptional case-by-case reasons. And now Trump basically said, you know, Kelly says in these memos, they've dialed that back and said, look, the president's obligated to carry out the law as it's written. And from our standpoint, it is extraordinarily important that we go back to a model of constitutionally in this country where Congress is the one that sets the rules and the terms and conditions of admission, and that the president's responsibility is to carry these laws out faithfully.
Dan Stein is president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR. Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.